All at once, they just, everything just stopped. Come find out, little boy way across country, he was putting a water line in. He cut the line into with a shovel.
With a shovel?
Yeah, he was putting a water line across the road, and when they got the telephone line under the ground, though, and some way or another, he let his shovel get in the wrong place, and he cut the wire into. Of course, that just stopped them dead as
oh. Well.
And they found out later on that's what happened. That's what cut them off.
Uh-huh.
But he got the telephone boys out there, and they got it all back together.
They got fixed pretty fast.
Fixed, yeah. But anyhow, that they didn't want in the world stopped it. Eileen said, "Elmer, my sister," she said, "Elmer, you just quit talking all at once." Well, I couldn't hear a thing. She said, "You wouldn't say nothing." I couldn't say nothing. But that's what happened. He just cut them off. And I mean, he cut them off with that shovel, too.
Mm-hmm. What would they call this little kind of a musical instrument that they put back and forth and blow on it?
What, French harp?
Yeah.
Well, and then they had a juice harp.
Now, what would that be?
Well, a French harp would be a French harp would be what you blow on and back and forth had notes in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then your little old French harp would be that you blow on it, and you ever see anybody play a little old French harp?
Mm-mm.
And you hit it like, it would sort of be like a, my mother could play.
Now, that's what you hold in your teeth.
Yeah, you hold that between your teeth.
And that'd be called a juice
harp.
Uh-huh.
But you don't want to let your lips, if your lips got on it, it deadened it somewhere or another.
Oh.
But now that little tongue that come out in it, do you ever see one?
Mm-mm.
You never see one?
I've never seen one.
See it again? Juice harp. Now there, that blade's all right, and then they come out here, and then they got a little tongue that faces when you come in, and that's part on the end that you.
Oh.
You hit with your finger and make your music, and somewhere or another, your sound of your voice and between your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
But if you let your lips get hold of that little tongue, I think it'll deaden it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be your teeth don't deaden it.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's just your teeth, that's why you still play it. But then your French harp, while your lips close is hit down on the outside, but in your notes.
Mm-hmm.
But I never could play one of them things, but you close your notes off with your tongue, I think.
Uh-huh.
I think that's the way they did it. But it would play, you play in that, pretty. Anybody can play a French harp, she can really play. Mother could play a French harp, but I never could play it. And she could just knock that little French harp, boy, she'd make that thing. I never could do that. I could make a racket, but that. Make a racket, but that'd be.
What would you use to pound nails with?
A hammer? About a hammer?
Now, on the wagon, the part that goes up between the two horses, you call that?
Wagon tongue.
And how about on a buggy, though?
Well, you'd have a shave.
Yeah.
The buggy shave.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could have the
buggy
pole. The pole, it would, if you had two horses on your buggy, well, you'd have what you'd call the tongue, and you'd call them and the buggy pole, too. It would be a pole, and it'd have a breast. It'd be just like a wagon tongue, only it would be different. It wouldn't,
mm-hmm.
It would work, it axle on the.
Oh, I see.
And it wouldn't work like a wagon tongue would work, you know, back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
It would work, but it'd work from the axle. But the, on the, it would just be different, and it would be smaller, but it'd be stouter.
Uh-huh.
And it'd be lighter, but you'd work two horses to it, and it'd have a breast yoke in front, and then it'd have the double tree. And.
Oh, a double tree.
That's what they pull by.
That's what it pull by.
Yeah, there'd be a double tree, and then there'd be a single tree on each end of the double, on each end of the double tree.
Uh-huh.
Which would be for two horses.
For two horses. Mm-hmm.
And you could, and then when they built this road out here, they'd work sometime four of them, because they'd have a outfit made where you could work four horses together.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
In a breast, and then you could have them fixed where you, like they worked them to the four wheel wagons, where they'd work them in a string out in front, you know, two at a time, and two and two, and they'd call that the wheelers and the lead teams.
And they'd have all that, and lots of them would, and had big timber here, and these big bottoms, and they'd work five, they'd work three in the breast. And